what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, June 8th, episode 1227. Will is still on paternity leave, but we're here doing the show.
Why do you say it like Mark, that? He's gone 3 days.
He told us quite clearly 2 weeks yesterday.
Yeah, he's doing fine. I'm just going to do it every day.
Yeah.
Every day I'm going to do it.
We're keeping the bit alive.
Yeah,
progressive
yeah.
policy here.
Well,
that's right.
Pat loves that.
No, you get the time off, but you also
he's got one coming.
Yeah.
No, I like some shtick, bro. I like having babies. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, is it coincidental that this policy comes into play with Pat having a kid on the way too?
I'm just taking it real easy on everyone.
Yeah.
Especially the guy who just had a baby when I got one coming, you know.
Yeah. Okay. What goes around comes around, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of days off though, this next Monday.
Nice.
Which is the 12th. We will be posting a Patreon show. We got some travelers. Will is, of course, handling the baby, and we're just not going to be able to do a show. So you're going to get a sneak peek at a Patreon show, which you can listen to by becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/hardfactor. I think we're going to release a Florida Man Friday from last week, which is hilarious. So you can get a little taste of it, but we will be back with full episodes on the 13th. So just mark it on your calendars. It's still going to be a great show. But it will not
still download it and listen to it, even if you're a Florida Friday member. Get those.
That's right.
Get those numbers up. You keep downloading them. That's right. But yeah, we'll have one day off this year, calendar year, that we didn't work, which will be Monday.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what's happening. I wasn't gonna. I want to ask you guys something. I wasn't gonna bring this up. And my girlfriend told me not to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up. So last night, and it's kind of not worried. I'm not like worried about it. I just think it's kind of funny. So last night I was told my son to go to bed. I'm like, listen, bro, you're staying up way too fucking late. Cause he sleeps till like 11:30 now. He's in that, like, I'm 13. I'm going to sleep till 11, 11:30.
That's too long.
Too long.
First mistake, it's too long. Reasoning with him, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last night I was like, yo, all right. Weeknights, summer, you go to bed at, 10:30. On the weekends, we can treat it like it's a little bit, more of summer, and you can stay up a little longer. But I'm not letting you sleep till 11:30, all summer. And he's like, fine, whatever.
So
I put my fucking foot down. So I sent him to bed, and then
shoe.
That's right. He's scared of me. He's always going to be scared of me. I love it. And so I'm sitting here. I'm on my computer. I'm messing with some
shit. Scared of you.
I know, it's great. And so he's an idiot though, because he's got this little iPod, like an iPod that I gave him so he could listen to music, but he connects to the internet. So he's sitting there, and I hear him watching a YouTube video. So I go in, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And he's got under his covers, right? He thinks that
that's gonna muffle
the sound.
So I won't
be able to see the light, and it muffles the sound. But he's way too loud. He underestimated my hearing. And
you ever heard of headphones?
I don't know. He's a fucking idiot. Doesn't have headphones. Yeah. And he's got like a $200 pair of headphones in there for his gaming. So anyway, I go in there. I'm like, bro, I can hear your YouTube video. What the fuck's going on? And so he's like, I'm not. And he just starts lying through his teeth to me. He's like, not. And then I rip the covers off of him, and he tries to like tuck it under his body, and I like snatched it from him. And so he's watching like a makeup tutorial. Like, this woman is just putting on makeup.
Oh, that's hot. That is hot.
I'm like, what are you watching?
Oh, no. Why are you putting them out like that, man? Why are you putting them out like that?
So I go, what are you watching, dude? And he's like, nothing. It's about wigs. And I'm like, okay, well, he's in theater, you know. And sometimes I watch weird videos, like ASMR videos that are just completely like weird.
Of course.
Like, you know, they're don't soothing, right? Yeah, I don't want anyone to know what I'm watching.
Right.
And so this morning I'm like, you know, you can talk to me about anything, you know. Do you want me to get you some makeup? I'm like, fuck him. I'm like, do you want me to get you some makeup? And he's like,
You're
trying to be too cool.
No, yeah. I was trying to be too cool. And then I'm like, you know, I was thinking about like, you know, when I was your age, I thought I was, you know, gay for a while, you know, and just like trick him. You see what he says. No, I didn't say that.
You did not say that to him.
No, I didn't. I did not. But it crossed my mind.
Oh, shit, man.
But he's mortified right now. No, because his dad caught him watching a makeup tutorial. And I was like, dude, I told him last night. I was like, dude, I watch weird stuff like that all the time to soothe me to sleep, because it is soothing. But I was like, this is fucking hilarious, because he was so scared that I walked in on that video. He would have like,
I think you need to turn your volume up, Pat.
Oh, okay. I can crank it. You know, I'll turn it up.
Crank it a bit.
Cranker.
How's that? A little bit better?
Yeah, that's better. That's a little bit better.
A little better.
Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, no problem. Russ. Cleaning laser here today. So, you know, just everything's a mess. Mm-hmm. So,
they clean your mic? Yeah.
Dude, they clean everything. These ladies go hard on it. They like just flip switches.
Your volume knob?
Yep, they fuck with my volume knob, bro. They fuck with my knobs and shit.
Shine your knobs.
Not cool. Well, that's interesting, Wes.
That's a great story.
I'm glad you did that. Yeah. I'm glad that you were supportive of dad.
I'm
like
glad
that.
You ignored your girlfriend's wishes and told us that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also ignored her wishes to not say anything to him about it. She's like, don't say anything to him about it. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking going to say something about it.
I'm debating whether to fuck with him next time I see him.
Oh, you should. As long as Allie's makeup's there.
Allie's makeup's looking pretty good, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, Allie's going to go put on makeup. You want
to
go watch?
She loves makeup. You should talk to her. She knows a lot about it.
I'm debating it. I don't know.
God. I don't want to give him a complex.
Let's do the news. You guys want to get right into the news?
Yeah,
let's do the news.
Let me just find this video so I can enter the news. I can never find it when I want to find it, you know.
Yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
All right, guys. I hope my mic volume's okay.
Sounds pretty good, I think. You were low, though.
I was a little low there. Okay. Well, not low. Sad day, guys. Sad day in the wrestling world. Hussein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, or you may know him as the Iron Sheik, he has died at the age of 81, making him the record holder for longest living professional wrestler by a margin of almost 40 years.
That's not true. There he is, just destroying Hulk Hogan with the
just
camel clutch.
Fucking the Hogan up, dude. Guys, the Sheik was a heel, if you don't know. It means bad guy in wrestling. I'm sure everyone listening to our show knows that. But here's a little about him, a little eulogy, if you will. Hulk Hogan was a rival, was the biggest wrestler in the world at the time when he wrestled. Sergeant Slaughter was also a rival, and that was on behalf of the American people. Sheik won the WWF Heavyweight Championship in 1983. He beat Bob Backlund, which I don't even know that guy, so of course he was going to win.
Bad
and he
Bob.
Became the only...
Bob Backlund, Chicken Wing.
Chicken Wing. His name was Chicken Wing or Bob Backlund?
No, that was his finishing move. He got you in the Chicken Wing and put... It's like a half Nelson. And he put his like hand over your mouth. He was he was hilarious. He was like a dad bod, like just like kind of like a beard. I don't know how to describe him, but he was champion for a long time. And it's weird. He came back in the 90s and wrestled Bret Hart in a pay-per-view after like being retired for 15 years. No one knew who he was. They're like, who is this guy? They're like, no, he was the champion like 20 years ago.
You remember Bingo Bob Backlund?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one remembers Bob Backlund.
No.
Bob Backlund's kids don't even remember Bob Backlund.
No.
Sorry, if you're listening, you're Bob Backlund's kid.
He's on the road anyway, the whole time, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he's like a professional bowler. That's literally the only occupation worse than a professional wrestler is your dad is on the PBA tour. So the Sheik, guys, was the only Iranian champion in WWE history. The Sheik, he was born in Iran in 1942. And before wrestling, he was a bodyguard for Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi or Pahlavi, I'm sorry, of Iran. And he almost made his country's Olympic wrestling team, Greco-Roman, in 68.
Oh, wow.
He wrestled for the qualifiers, didn't make it, but eventually moved to the U.S. and became an assistant coach for the American wrestling team. Okay, hell yeah. And like so many Iranians did during the 1970s, fled Iran, real bad time over there. Sheikh came over, started assistant coaching the U.S. wrestling team. Pretty cool. Joined the WWF then in 1979. And in April of 1980, he began wrestling for Charlotte, North Carolina-based Jim Crockett Promotions. You may have heard of him.
Of course. Yeah.
He wrestled a handful of matches under the name Hussein Arab before settling on the Iron Sheik.
Hussein Arab?
Hussein. So he just took like the most, one of the most common Arabic names, and then threw Arab on the end of it. And that was good enough for the American people. But the Iron Sheik was better, and he was a villain. And what was really cool about the Sheik guys is, as I said right there before, he volunteered for the U.S. national team, right? Obviously, he became an American citizen. But he wasn't afraid to play up his Iranian heritage to be the bad guy, especially during things like the Iran hostage crisis, as chronicled in the wonderful film Argo. The best man at his wedding, anyone want to guess who?
Macho Man.
That was Mean Gene Okerlund, which you hear the voice of at the end of our show sometimes. If we put the, well, that's a little rough, Randy. That's Mean Gene Okerlund. Yeah. Here in tribute to the Sheik and Mean Gene, here's a video of the Sheik doing a promo with Mean Gene. It's ahead of a Hulk Hogan match, and he's got a live turkey on set. Here we go.
The Nikolai Volkov, the Russian. Come on. I beg your pardon?
Listen, Jim.
Iron Sheik, the great 1984 Turkey tournament. You're going to be part of it.
You know, I really don't care about that stupid idiot Turkey tournament. He reminds me look like Hulk Hogan. Look at his
He's got the turkey by the neck.
Now that redneck stays down. I'm not interested that idiot turkey tournament.
Mean Gene lost it. Mean Gene, he can't keep character. It's too funny.
Guys, fun fact, the Sheik called the best man at his wedding Gene Mean in broken English.
Gene Mean.
Thank you to my good friend Gene Mean.
Like anyone who's like, you just got to respect that man as a performer. Obviously, great performer, but there's something really special about a guy who cares so much about the art and put on a good show that is willing to do what he did, which is embrace the heel. Especially, you know, in the sport of professional wrestling, you know, obviously in the United States when the Iranian U.S. relations were not so good.
Talk about shtick. That guy had some shtick. He also, some of his best appearances were later on the Howard Stern show. They would get him so riled up on the Howard Stern show by having callers call in and he would just curse them out.
Or Artie Lang.
Yeah. Look up Iron Sheik on Howard Stern. It's gold.
He pulls his dick out. Yeah, 10-inch cock. Yeah, he gets so pissed off. He gets so mad. And then he ended up. He got really hooked up with those guys because he ended up joining the comedy tour with them. He would go and do live comedy with like Sal and Richard, and then the Iron Sheik would come out. He joined a Whack Pack comedy tour.
He's
Beetlejuice.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was funny.
He's fucking electric, man. One more fact about the Sheik. He's purportedly the originator of the word Jabroni, which Ooh, The Rock.
I made. Believe it.
Very famous.
That's right.
Very cool.
I believe it. Sheiky baby. Because everyone. Yes, his baby.
There you go. Means,
fuck you, Hulk Hogan.
Fuck you, Hulk Hogan. How much money? Internet comment, Lewis likes turtles. How much money do I have to donate for Pat to take his shirt off again? What was that emoji? What's that emoji he had after that? What is that? That's like
crying with a red face.
Thirsty. Man. He's thirsty. He's dehydrated. He's
it's got an interesting emoji to put.
He got the tongue out. He needs that. He's thirsty
after a sexual request. But if you want to hear about sexual requests and weird emojis, tune into the Hive Hour this week because we do a deep dive into fetish.com, specifically searching for a man or woman that is actually practicing the fetish of lactation, and you'll have to tune in to find out if we find him. That's on our Patreon, patreon.com/hardfactor. Pretty good show.
Anyone hear that mic sizzle?
Yeah, I do. It's Pat's knobs again.
That's nice.
Jesus Christ. I don't hear
The half hour show today was insane. Yeah. It's.
I'll be right back.
It is you.
Is it gone? Is it still going?
No, it's worse.
Oh, man. So much worse. Hold on.
So much worse. The half hour today was an hour long deep dive into a certain fetish that we absolutely crushed. And yeah, we might release that eventually too, because it's just so different from this show. It shows you kind of what the bonus shows can get into. It was good.
Oh, yeah. It's off the charts. It was off the rails.
I'm surprised YouTube highlights didn't allow it to go up.
Fixed, good, still bad.
Fixed.
Yes, Tiller. I'll get into my ASMRs next half pack, which needs to.
Hey, we did it. Okay, to answer that question, Lewis likes turtles. I don't know. The boys can set a price there, but I'm not feeling real good about my body these days.
That's good salesmanship to drive it up. That's upselling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why don't you think about it? You can make an offer, and we'll think about it throughout the show. Yeah. We'll keep you updated, listeners at home, guys. Let's take it to politics real quick. Mike Pence announced that he's running for president yesterday. But really, what is he running from? You know, my vote is sexually repressed demons. But who knows? You guys want to hear a bit of his speech?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, do you guys want to hear a bit of Mike Pence's speech?
If we have to.
Okay. Well, let me pull it up for you because you're really going to enjoy it. He talked about liberty, life, and what else, man?
And mother.
He did. He didn't talk about mother.
Mother. He could go out. That could be his theme song. If he, mother.
Glenn Danzig. All right. Here's a bit of Pence. Where are you? Is it there? Where'd it go?
It's just.
Finally, let me say to my countrymen, I'll always be grateful for what President Trump did for this country. And I say that because I am a total cuck, and even though he wished me dead, I'm a political puppet.
That's it. That's all I got.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was the highlight.
Hey, at least he's being honest.
At least he's being honest. No, he was all over the place. Obviously, I'm still having some fun with AI, guys. But Pence essentially went out there. Look, it just politics is so whack, man. It's just so fucking whack, right? Like, he's running against Donald Trump. That's his opponent. What did we see Donald Trump do in 2016? He mopped the fucking floor with anyone that gave him any air. And Pence is playing politics, coming out saying, hey, man.
Debates going with these guys, with Christie and Pence up there with Trump, and just the insults will fly.
Yeah. Who knows, bro? But he's up there telling. He did say, look, what President Trump did on January 6th was against the Constitution. I chose the Constitution. But at the same point, he couldn't resist the fruit. He saw the fruit and he had to grab the fruit. He had to grab the fruit because everyone's so afraid of Donald Trump controlling the GOP and needs a GOP base that he had to sit there and say, well, I'm glad he did what he did for the country. The guy wanted you dead, you cuck ass bitch cuck. That's disgusting to me, man. It's terrible.
He's got negative charisma. Pence does.
He's got negative charisma. Yeah.
Yeah. He sucks charisma out of every room he goes in.
Yeah.
Charisma vampire.
Anyway, so we'll keep you updated on the charisma vampire and the rest of the goings on. Let's talk real quick about the Supreme Court. I want to talk specifically.
Like a gay guy from another planet, you know?
You think that's what Pence they would look like?
Mike Pence?
Mike Pence looks like a gay alien.
You think?
Let's see.
Yeah.
If they all looked like him, kind of. He kind of has like a Buzz Aldrin-y. I can see it. I can see what you're saying. Like, everyone looks exactly the same type thing.
Right.
That's on that planet. Yeah.
Gay alien species. Yeah.
You're saying he looks like if aliens were coming down and making themselves look like Earthlings so they could pass?
I think what Wes is saying is that there's a planet full of guys that look exactly the same and they're all gay and they look like Mike Pence.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a planet and the gay dudes on that planet look like Pence?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're all gay.
Based on what they think we look like on Earth.
But that's what I'm saying to you. So that's what I was saying initially. Right? There's him riding a rainbow. That can't be real. Riding a rainbow motorcycle. That's not real. There's no way that's real.
It's just the Anderson Cooper hair, I think.
Oh, yeah. So that's a good point. Steven brings up Anderson Cooper. He's like the top to Anderson Cooper's body.
Right. There you go. That's Anderson Cooper. Yeah. It's definitely the hair. Yeah.
I was going to say an uglier Andy Cohen, but I agree. Just gay vibes all day long. Okay. Something to think about. I like that take, Wes. Good take. Okay. Let's talk about the most powerful people in our country, therefore the globe, the justices of the Supreme Court. There is a saying, and it's behind every man, There's a woman who controls his behavior and decision-making in ways he'd rather not tell you about and most likely will never admit to. You guys ever heard that one?
I think it's like more like a great woman. Behind every great man is a great greater woman. But I believe you're saying is more accurate.
Yeah, maybe we just only heard the thing Wes said, but maybe you have the longer version. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no one says what I just said because again, guys usually say these things and they don't want to say that their lady affects them and controls them. But if you've ever had a lady, you know it's partly or fully true. With that in mind, I'd like to start with the wife of the most senior Supreme Court justice. I'm talking about conservative political activist Virginia Ginny Thomas. Giant Ginny Thomas. She's a big girl. She could dunk. A lot of people don't know that. She could dunk. And Clarence is a big guy, too.
She can't drown because there's no body of water deep enough.
Right, yeah. She is the deep end. anyway, guys, all you really need to know about Ginny, other than she's a conservative political activist, is that she threw her weight really hard behind overturning the 2020 election, like hard, like was texting with Trump's chief of staff on January 6th.
Do something.
Yeah, sending conspiracy theory videos, right? Like that was her bag. She chose that. That was her move. Right. And her husband is Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And Thomas, guys, if you've been paying attention, we covered it a little bit, has been absolutely getting fucking hammered since back in April when we were talking about the breaking news that ProPublica did or revealed about his relationship with Texas billionaire GOP donor Harlan Crow. You guys remember when we spoke about that?
Yeah, we showed them at the boys' retreat smoking cigars. Yeah,
he was on islands and stuff.
He gets, like, yeah, he gets, they get
a lot to of stay at his houses.
Yachts.
Crow paid for, owns currently Clarence Thomas's mom's house. She doesn't pay him rent. He paid for his nephew's private school tuition, and his nephew was in his care. Like Clarence was the guardian.
He said that's what rich friends do for people, for their friends. They buy their mom's houses and put their
kids. They pay for their kids' school, right? $100,000 tuition.
Stuff. I'd buy both your mom's houses. You know what I mean?
Would you?
A billionaire?
Whoa. Absolutely. I don't like the tone.
You know what I'm saying? I'd buy both your mom's houses. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't like the tone.
Is it just the house?
It's a nice thing to do. No, I'd buy both your mom's houses. You know what I'm saying?
You watch your fucking mouth, Wes. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, my mom could use that. I really appreciate it. That's nice of you. You are a friend. Harlan Crow also took Clarence Thomas and Ginny on an estimated $500,000 vacation to Indonesia in 2019. And that's just one of the trips. Back to Ginny real quick. The Washington Post reported that a conservative judicial activist named Leonard Leo had directed Republican pollster Kellyanne Conway to pay tens of thousands of dollars to Ginny Thomas's lobbying firm and bill Leonard Leo's nonprofit for the sum with the instruction, and this is a quote, there'd be, quote, no mention of Ginny on the paperwork. Okay, that's interesting. The payments came that same year that Leo's nonprofit filed an amicus brief or written submission in a case before the Supreme Court. Okay, that's a little suspicious. It's a little suspicion. A separate Washington Post investigation this year found that conservative activist group led by Thomas received $600,000 in anonymous donations. A previous lobbying group that she had started received $500,000 donation from Crow himself. The donor is at the heart of the issue here. Frank Gaffney, who's a hardcore anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist, paid a firm that Ginny runs, Liberty Consulting, over $200,000 for unspecified work. And that, guys, corresponded with the time that he had business at the Supreme Court as well. Okay, see what I'm getting at here?
What kind of work was he doing?
Bad work, bro. I don't know, but it went to the Supreme Court. It was, should Muslims get out? I forget how they voted.
Man. He's celebrating the Iron Sheik's death.
But my point is, guys, Ginny Thomas, right, was trying to overturn the 2020 election. When an element of that went to the Supreme Court, whether some politician in Arizona would have to turn over their phone records to the House Investigatory Committee, Clarence voted no, right? He didn't recuse himself. And now it's turning out that Crow's had business before the court, and all these other guys have had business before the court. Crow didn't need to pay for his nephew's school because Ginny Thomas made $650,000 from the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, over the last 6 years. Like, they're paid. So I don't know, man. All the justices are going through this shit. Like, they're not, they've not been disclosing the information. Well, yesterday, guys, yesterday, Clarence Thomas asked for a 90-day extension to file his disclosures, which that's the news. Essentially says,
so is he going to step down?
I need a little bit more time. No. I don't know, man. They're the most powerful people in the fucking land. They
you
need to have some goddamn accountability.
You can't get a fucking justice out until they die. There's nothing you can do. They're like the most powerful people on earth, and we put them in there for life for some reason. And it's the stupidest thing, in my opinion. It's like nine little dictators.
It's ridiculous. And yeah. You're telling me
old ass dictator.
You're telling me that they're paying his fucking wife, right? His wife's getting paid to lobby and like be an activist for issues that are going to the Supreme Court, and it's not a fucking issue, man. I don't know, man. Yeah. They need to do some shit about this. Those are the most powerful people in our land. Fucking reform that
shit.
Not
surprised. That's what I was saying when we covered it the first time. Like, obviously, he's buying his vote. It's not because he's friends with them.
It's ridiculous. All right, let's move on, guys. To a more fun story in politics. A judge has ordered that the identities of the three people that paid for George Santos's $500,000 bail on the 13 federal charges he's looking at be revealed. So,
nice. I guess,
yeah, we're gonna have to find Santos out who paid for Santos's bail.
Santos was like, I don't want them revealed because then they're gonna get death threats and stuff. And he's like, you know what? If you're gonna reveal them, then I'll just revoke the bail and stay in jail. I'll just stay in jail. And
right.
Judge was like, nope. Right. No, yeah. We're not doing that. Yeah.
If you know anything about Santos, is that he's principled and he's jammed up with integrity, which is why that statement that the attorney made that Mark just referenced totally makes sense and should be taken
totally
at face value.
He was totally going to stay in jail. Yeah.
Right. Cannot wait to see. That's like soap opera TV. I'll give Santos that seat. He can keep that seat as long as I can just keep getting this drama.
That's what I'm saying. Santos is the best. Now, the Supreme Court justices need to be checked, but Santos as just a regular congressman, let's leave him in.
Let's leave him in. He's electric. He's like the Iron Sheik on the road with Howard Stern crew. Guys, let's talk about the place you can't get chicken on Sundays, Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
Yeah. What about robots have been deployed at some of the Austin area Chick-fil-A's. Did you hear about this?
No.
What?
Yeah. No, robots. So at a Chick-fil-A, there's two of them in Austin. You can go and order your chicken or your chicken nuggets, pretty much the two products they have. You can go sit down.
Say my pleasure?
Oh, they do, Mark. You're about to hear from the robot themselves. So you go sit down, right? I went through this I took my son maybe last month solo to the Chick-fil-A. It was raining. I had my hands full. I'm trying to get a fucking booster seat. I order the food. They're like, we'll call your name out. And then I got to leave my son there. Right, to go up to the counter, it's crowded as fuck. It was a nightmare. In Austin, it's not going to happen because this little robot will bring your food on a tray. It'll just walk right up to your table.
This little robot will terrify you when you're like, what the fuck is that? And then it's like, here's your food.
Fuck is that robot? do you guys want to see the robot? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I guess they said that a representative said the robots are being piloted as a helping hand to assist team members with serving guests in the dining room. The technology is just a couple locations, but someone recorded this and it was on KXAN, a local news station in Austin, Texas. Here we go.
Which has arrived. Please pick up and click the finish button.
Can you reach? Yeah.
Thank you for dining with us.
That's so
it was
cute.
My pleasure to serve you today. And remember, homosexuals are groomers who are coming to your children. Enjoy your cooking.
Nope. I want to push that thing over so bad.
You want to push it, right?
I want to destroy that thing so much.
So it's funny. It's funny because when Cam and I went to the Spider-Man Multiverse movie the other night, we went to the Flicks Brew House, and they have robots there that deliver food to you, and they had gotten stuck in the hallway because there was two of them. And both of them were like trying to move out of each other's way.
Oh, but no.
It was like a glitch.
No, you go.
It was a glitch and they were stuck. But yeah, it's similar, very similar to that robot.
Then they started fighting each other.
Just a matter of time, dude. I mean, robots are dangerous. I thought I heard something weird in that. Did you guys hear something weird at the end about that robot?
I think it said fuck you, right?
No, hold on. Let me play it again. Let's listen close. What does he say?
Which has arrived. Please pick up and click the finish button.
Can you reach? Yeah.
Thank you for dining with us.
That's so
cute. It was my pleasure to serve you today. And remember, homosexuals are groomers who are coming for your children.
What?
Enjoy your cooking.
Homosexuals are groomers that are coming for your children.
I heard that too, right? You heard that too, right?
I heard it.
What the fuck, dude?
Whoa.
The robot was wheeling away when they said that, guys.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. Yeah, Chick-fil-A previously introduced robot technology in Austin with the rollout of autonomous delivery robots. The self-driving vehicles, they first appeared, I guess, two downtown locations, and they were used primarily to deliver food, but were also programmed to park in high traffic areas and proselytize between deliveries. So it's a two for one there. I can't believe that robot said that. It was like kind of under its breath, but that's crazy.
It knew it was kind of like uncouth, but it wanted to get the point out. So it was right as it was leaving. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like how a crazy homeless person just repeats things over and over. That's like kind of what the robot was like, the government. It's like homosexuals are groomers. Right. Yeah.
Our transaction's done. I got one little piece of advice I got to
remember. Homosexuals or groomers are coming for your chicken. And then I think it said, enjoy your chicken. But anyway, yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
It went snap back into professionalism.
Well, you got to be careful with those robots. Guys, let's get to the top story of the day, a.k.a.
the cream of the crop.
Wildfires, man. Wildfires are everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. Orange sky, as our producer Eric said. New York and New Jersey is in Mexico filter mode. It feels like that one-third of the movie Traffic, where Michael Douglas goes down to find his daughter who got hooked on heroin. But that little fucker Topher Grace, remember that? It's all yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie, like that part. It also looks a lot like the Vegas part of Blade Runner 2049, the sequel, when they go to Vegas and it's just orange dust. It looks exactly like that.
Man, I didn't see that yet. Is it good? Is it worth it?
Oh, yeah. It came out like 5 years ago. It's awesome. Ryan Gosling. It's great.
Yeah, it's on my list. Dude, check out this time lapse of New York City. So this is starting at 11 a.m. Look at that shit, bro.
Jeez. What's it like in Canada if it's like that here?
By 2 p.m. it looked like...
Are people alive in Canada?
Well, dude, I don't know. I'm sure someone's going to chime in the comments or no, but I don't know if like the fire's right there, if the smoke is as bad or if it's like a function of the smoke drifting where there's no fire. I don't know, man. It could be. I haven't seen any footage from Canada. I mean, obviously New York, you know, one of the biggest cities in the United States, media hub. It was the number one story today. Everyone's talking about it, but
yeah,
crazy.
My buddy in New York, B-Day, was texting about it. Like they could, it's New York was badly. No flights.
Yeah, so the FAA slowed air traffic and then shut down flights. By the way, it's 9.4 million acres or 3.8 million hectares for the Canadians. 120,000 Canadians have been forced from their homes. That's a lot.
We hope that they're all safe, but they owe us one for this air, right?
I mean, it's ridiculous. The air quality, it's like smoking six cigarettes, people are saying. Yeah.
Look at this. This is the Blade Runner Vegas scene. Was that right?
It looks just like it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was ridiculous. They canceled the Yankees game, or did they postpone it? They canceled it. It's crazy. School's getting canceled. That's kind of awesome. I'm supposed to go to Brooklyn tomorrow to hang out with a friend. He said, hey, man, if you just want to do it virtually because of the smog, I'm like, dude, what are you kidding? That's called COVID soft. Everyone's at a COVID soft mentality. Just ready to
just
give up.
Just get out
on
there and breathe in that shitty air.
Yeah, yeah. You stay at your house. I got a message from daycare today being like, if you're going to pick your child up early because of the air quality, let us know. And I was like, isn't that so daycare, man? Looking for any reason to shut down.
Yeah.
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 Do you want to come get them?
Come get them, bro.
So how long is that shit supposed to last?
3 or 4 days, maybe 5 days. I mean, if Will wasn't on his 2-week paternity leave, we'd know because he goes through this all the time in Reno.
Yeah.
All right.
My guess is he would insult how this isn't that bad compared to what.
Well, you're the king of smoke now, Pat. I mean, this is worse than anything I've ever seen Will go through, frankly.
Oh, no.
Really? you think that?
Maybe. I don't know.
I agree.
I take that back.
I think I agree. This is bad here, guys.
It looks bad. This is worse. I heard it's worse.
It's bad, man. It's fucking bad. But no, it looked like the fucking the Mars sequence in Total Recall in New York, New Jersey today. Absolutely crazy. Whatever. Google what the air quality was. It was bad.
280 something. Like at one point, like it's the worst in the globe right now.
But I like how everyone brought in these stats about air quality. Like we track that normally. Like, oh shit, did you see where it's at? Like Mark knew the number.
Like, yeah, it's like Bob Backlund.
Don't buy their line, Mark. Don't buy into that bullshit, man.
Who's Bob Backlund?
Something to talk about. So for those of you guys that listen to Hard Factor and like to talk about the things we talk about on the show and sound smart at the water cooler, we got nothing for you. Just say it's orange as fuck down here. Don't reference the number that you don't care about every other day of the year.
So you want to hear the lists?
Yeah, give me
zero
the list.
To 50, 0 to 50 in the index for air quality is like good. You go outside, it's great, no risk. Mm-hmm. 51 to 100 is moderate. That's yellow. Green was the first one. Yellow is air quality is acceptable. However, there may be a risk for some people, you know, old people and stuff like that, and people sensitive to bubble boys. Orange, 101 to 150. Members of sensitive groups may experience health effects. The general public is less likely to be affected. Red, unhealthy. 151 to 200. Some members of the general public may experience health effects. Members of sensitive groups may experience more serious health effects. Purple, very unhealthy. 201 to 300, which you guys were in the high range of. Health alert. The risk of health effects is increased for everyone. And then maroon is 301. You're dead.
You're dead. I got to tell you, it was great ripping a heater today without shame outside. Like normally yeah, if
it's
I... Like,
it's healthy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Eric just popped a tweet up. Currently interviewing these two gentlemen in New York. And it's that scene from Breaking Bad where Pinkman and Heisenberg are super yellow down in Mexico. All right. Well, yeah.
Everyone had one. I think mine was the best with the Blade Runner. Sorry.
Yes, yours was the best. Yep. Undoubtedly. You. And again, really cap my point, Mark had to give an explanation about what the air quality index was before giving the number that it's at. So just forget about it. Stop perpetuating that myth.
It was 377.
Just stop it, Mark. So. Stop it. No one knows what these numbers mean. That's bad though. You explained it. All right, guys. It's summer. You're looking for something wholesome to do, maybe some convenient meals for sunny days, active days. You're running all around, right? You're not at home like in the winter, just planning your meals. And there's an easy solution for that when you're on the go. This is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. I'm talking about Factor. They can help you fuel up fast with flavorful, nutritious, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, stay on track, reaching your goals. I'll be dead honest with you guys about Factor. It's not like a normal meal kit thing where like they send you the ingredients and cook it. It's pre-prepared meals. You put them in the microwave. They used to have things like this, but not as good as one of the grocery stores in Austin. They don't have it up here in New York, New Jersey, for whatever reason. So I'm a straight up Factor guy. I get a mail to my door, but the best part about it is, unlike the grocery store pre-made meals, these can be made specifically health conscious or to meet your dietary needs. And it's fantastic. It's for a guy like me who, as I said earlier, is maybe not feeling so great about my body. Every time I'm like in a shame spiral about my body, I'm like, all right, I'm going to order up some Factors, bro. Because at least I can get back on track and control my... Oh,
2-week cycle of Factor meals is going to get you down and get you looking fit in the outfits and feeling good.
Yeah. They also go straight in the fridge. They last like a crazy long time. I'm always battling with Kate. Like, she'll throw out mayonnaise after 2 weeks. She got it in her head somehow that mayonnaise goes bad after 2 weeks. It's not true. But when it comes to the Factor meals, I like to keep them in the fridge because it helps me prove my point. When she's like, how long has it been here? Should we toss them? I'm like, look. And she's like, wow, they're good for that long? Look at the expiration date. It's pretty fantastic. They got filet mignon, right? They got surf and turf. They got roasted garlic and shrimp. They got Cajun spiced shrimp and salmon. It's really like I haven't had a bad Factor meal, and I'm not just saying that because, you know, they're our sponsor today. Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
You get excited to make them, like, unlike a lot of other, you know, historically talking meal things that you put in, you're like, ho hum, these are delicious. You're like, yes, can't wait till this, you know, fucking thing is ready to eat.
I got one more pro for you guys, one more fact. In the same way that I gave you the fact that the Iron Sheik invented the word jabroni, if you're eating out too much, like ordering takeout and stuff, you're saying, damn, this is effing expensive.
Yeah.
Just replace that with Factor, dude. It's the same thing in that it's ready to go, right? It's just as tasty. Not like the, you know, stuff that you make in the kitchen, which for me is not as good as Factor or eating out.
Right.
But it's cheaper. It's cheaper than takeout. So get at it. Head to factormeals.com/hardfactor50. Use promo code hardfactor50. Get 50% off your first box of meals. That's crazy. So just do it. Try it. You're going to love it. That's code hardfactor50 at factormeals.com/hardfactor50.
Hulk Hogan, I'll break your fucking back in the camel clutch. Taylor wants to know, live comment, how did you pronounce mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
I was noticing that he said it weird too, Taylor.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah. Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Yeah. You say it weird for sure.
That's you say my word, mayonnaise? You say mayonnaise?
You say mayonnaise or something.
We found my word, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. Mayonnaise, like the steak.
What do you say?
Mayonnaise, like Maine and then like corn.
It's mayonnaise.
What do you, Is it mayonnaise?
Yeah. Mayonnaise, yeah.
Mayonnaise.
Or is that what a is that how a man pronounces it, Wes?
That's how everyone pronounces it. It's normal.
So, okay. A woman probably should do it that way too.
Some people say mayonnaise, which is weird. Which is annoying. Say mayonnaise.
You say mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Like the state.
Yo, can I get some mayonnaise and mustard?
Yeah. Can I get some Vermont mayonnaise sauce? Okay. Look.
Hey, Mark, what comes out of a titty?
Milk.
Oh, you cheater. You fucking cheater.
By the way, if you ever don't want to pay for mayonnaise again, you go Jimmy John's. They have those little packets. You can just steal as many of them as you want. Great little packets of mayonnaise.
Those idiots put them right out front.
Mayonnaise.
That's your hack.
Yeah. It's just we're talking about mayonnaise.
You go to Jimmy John's and grab a handful of mayonnaise. Jimmy
John's.
No, if I'm getting a sandwich like I did today, I don't worry about mayonnaise for a few weeks.
I'd like a cup of water, please. Whoop. Yeah. So you
and a lifetime supply of mayonnaise.
idiots. Yeah. Putting the mayonnaise out here.
I'd like a small Don Vito and to never pay for mayonnaise again.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, this guy knows.
Damn right I want a bag to stuff a bunch of mayonnaise in.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
What's that over there? Grab two handfuls of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 6 months.
You have a sandwich to make quickly.
Wes rolls in with the igloo cooler like a Yeti.
Yeah. Oh. Once a month, I got to go to Jimmy John's.
Hold on 1 second, honey. I got to make a stop.
It's like 7-Eleven with the free... half and half and the little
you're like a shithead kid on Halloween that takes the whole basket instead of taking one. Yeah.
Listen, inflation's a bitch, you know?
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and mention it since Pat, go ahead. You have another joke on the mayonnaise?
I'm just saying, yeah. Wes, if you had one piece of advice that you could pass along to your son, if you knew you were going to die tomorrow.
It's funny. He was with me in the car last night when I told him I'd stop for half and half. But really, I was buying cigarettes. And so I grabbed a bunch of the half and half little things from 7-Eleven and like the vanilla flavor too. And I was like, don't ever pay for half and half.
Little tidbits.
That's fathering right there.
Yeah.
That's how you father.
These idiots have half and half little time. You got to get a lot of them. But, it's better than
big pockets
paying for it. All right. I'm skipping ahead here. We're done. Okay. I'll go ahead and mention it since Pat, for some reason, did not seem it worthy of going in the coffee. Lionel Messi, quite possibly the greatest soccer or football player of all time, probably the best of all time, is leaving French league champion and powerhouse Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, 1 year after winning the World Cup single-handedly with Argentina to come play and partially own MLS team Inter Miami. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's a big story if he's younger than 35, but he's not.
He's exactly 35, and he just won the Player of the World Cup a year ago. Ever heard of it?
Pretty good in the World Cup.
Do you want to know that's the player? The Golden Boot or something. The World Cup's best player. Here he is kissing the World Cup trophy that he won. And the guy in the back right who's smiling probably thought that he was going to be able to get Messi to come to Saudi Arabia, just like they did Cristiano Ronaldo. But guess what? He turned down Saudi Arabia's $1 billion offer. He also turned down Barcelona's multiple $100 million offer, the team he won several championships with and played for over a decade, since he was a teenager or whatever. So he chose Inter Miami over Barcelona and $1 billion in Saudi Arabia. Pretty incredible, if you ask me. And we get to see him, Wes, if we want, because Austin has a little football club here. And Miami's going to come to Austin with Messi.
I was looking at tickets today for us, Mark, to be honest with you, and I couldn't find the Miami game quite yet. But because I was trying to get ahead of it, and maybe scalp them for a lot higher price and not even go to the game later.
Right.
But I couldn't find them.
Yeah, we're going to have to find him when they come around. He reportedly also might be recruiting former Barcelona teammates to come join him. So Inter Miami is just going to destroy everyone in MLS.
Yeah, that's cool. It's good.
They're going to win. They're going to win a lot of games
for U.S. truly, soccer.
Truly incredible turn of events. It's like this is like Pat. This is like Michael Jordan going to play for China, China Basketball League, right after winning his last championship several years before Washington Wizards. Old ass Jordan. Messi's 35 and just won Best Player of the World Cup.
Put even it in Wizards title. Jordan
dominated the French league.
Put in Ronaldo terms so I can understand you.
It's like if Ronaldo 4 years ago had come to the U.S.
Oh, his abs were so
it's
good.
It's like if Ronaldo snuck into your bedroom at night and just started stripping for you. That's
how. Oh, hey, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be in here. Yeah. But you can stay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pretty cool. You don't pay for mayonnaise, do you?
It's incredibly cool. Not in the coffee, huh? Okay. My other story today is AI fucked up. More specifically, the humans trying to make money on AI by starting AI-based companies that take jobs away from humans. They fucked up. Like Silicon Valley-based startup Zoom that raised $500 million in investments in the past 8 years. And that's because Zoom, Z-U-M-E, and other companies exactly like Zoom have been popping up. And what are these companies?
Video conferencing, AI companies.
Will you ask me, what are these companies?
What are these companies, Mark?
I'll tell you what they are. They're robotic pizza companies. They're trying to take Italians' jobs now. Pizza makers. They're about to get whacked, the friggin' morons.
Yeah, man, you don't want to cross an Italian based upon what I know about them from the movies.
Exactly right. One problem though from Zoom, who said their mobile production of on-the-go pizzas, made, cut, and packaged by robots, was trying to take over the market from places like Domino's, not artisanal pizza shops. AKA, they're just pumping out shitty pizza in mass, quicker and faster with the robots.
So they opened. Maybe I'm getting this wrong. Maybe this is a burger joint, but I feel like I read about maybe a year ago. There was an automated pizza, like vending machine, effectively. Like you'd go and it would make the pizza there for you, kind of like a hot and ready. But this
in Italy, they had that. Yeah,
they had that in Italy.
That was insulting to Italians. Yeah.
So is this like ghost kitchen situations, or are they actually setting up brick and mortars to cook them? Or
no, it's not even brick and mortars. It's trucks. So look at this monstrosity handling the pizza. Just a giant robot arm fucking with pizzas. Yeah. Not some talented fifth generation pizza maker like this guy. Look at this guy. You think the robot arm can twirl a pizza like this guy, whose grandfather, great-great-grandfather?
He's in Vegas at the pizza championships.
Yeah, and he's winning it. Look at this. There's no robot on earth that can do this. He's on his legs.
He went between his legs, dude?
Yeah. No, he's the best.
Come on. That's got to be some like high gluten dough.
That's Anthony Jr.
Yeah, that guy's the messy of pizza tossing, man.
He's tearing.
Put that picture back out of the robots. It looks like they bought that robotic arm used from General Motors, honestly.
Yeah, it's a shitty arm.
The cords are all exposed and shit.
Yeah, you want your pizza being made by that thing? So here's what they do, Pat.
It's just overkill, too. It looks like it'd lift a fucking, it could lift a bus.
Yeah. It just flattens, it just smashes your fucking pizza.
Throws the pizza 1,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
It's like the paper boy when he throws it through your window, he's chucking pizzas through your window.
Yeah,
let's take it to the internet real quick for this comment from Steven C. I'd like to see that robot blow a line off the counter or get stoned in the walk-in. They'll never be real pizza guys.
Exactly. There's no ponytails on these robots. Look, this is what they do. They have like a fleet of trucks, and this is the robots in the truck right there. So they get the order and they start driving to the delivery place while the robot pizza starts making the pizza, and then it cuts the pizza and you get your pizza in like 7 minutes, basically. So they have like a fleet of trucks. That was their plan, and they're going to get you your pizza faster than anyone because they're already on the go and the robot's making the pizza in the truck. That was their brilliant idea.
Well, Mark, when you said Zoom, you confused me because I thought you were talking about Zoom video conferencing.
Zoom Health. Not no.
You're talking about Zume Pizza is the name of this company.
I spelled it out. Yeah, Zume.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
You saying that you spelled it out literally, or you're saying you figured it out?
I literally spelled it out earlier in the show. Yeah.
Oh,
Z-U-M-E.
Man.
So Zoom conned a bunch of big investors, like multinational AKA Japanese ran, because everyone on the board's Japanese. I don't know why they say multinational. I guess it's like in maybe located in California, but it's just a Japanese bank. SoftBank, who invested hundreds of millions and is known as the worst investment maker of all banks, having lost $6 billion in a recent quarterly earnings call that the founder skipped out on. They also famously basically completely fronted WeWork, which was a business model for a quiet office location that you can go to work. To get work done, which during COVID everyone realized could be your home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so WeWork's pretty much bankrupt now. So they did WeWork, they gave hundreds of millions to WeWork, they gave hundreds of millions to this Zoom thing. And guess what? Zoom is officially bankrupt now. They just declared it after they couldn't figure out how to keep the cheese on their pizzas. These Zoom delivery trucks were driving to the delivery spots so fast while the robots were smashing the pizzas that by the time they showed up to your house, 100% of the pizzas had all of the cheese slide off the. So you showed up with a circle with sauce and bread and then two clumps of cheese in the corner of the box on every pizza.
It's effectively like the opening scene in Dumb and Dumber, right? Where he's a dog groomer and he's giving him some fucking fast food on the way to the thing.
They get covered in, dude. They're just smashing these boxes. They show up and they're just mangled boxes with no cheese.
Also, like, have you guys ever? I mean, I just rode one, so it's top of my mind. But like, the bumpiest ride on the planet is. An airport shuttle, right, from a parking spot or a commuter lot the airport. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The second bumpiest ride is a step van,
cobblestone,
which is what they are using for their vehicles here. It's like a UPS truck, right? There's no fucking shocks on that thing, dude.
Yeah, no.
What were they thinking?
They're dealing with a robot without dainty human fingers to make sure everything's okay, you know. And then they were driving really fast around sharp turns, and they had no cheese on their pizzas. It was just came straight out of the oven and slid right out into the box and everywhere. The toppings went everywhere. You opened it up. There's cheese on the top of the box dripping down. There's toppings. It was just a fucking mess.
Do you guys have issues with the speed at which your pizza arrives?
I want it to arrive after like 25 minutes. I don't want it to arrive in like 10 minutes.
No, that's my point. I'm
good with 30 minutes. Take your time.
I'm never mad at a pizza. Doesn't take, like, especially in New Jersey, a pizza gets here, bro.
I want it level. To be hot.
You need the pizza to sit level to have it bind a little bit. That's probably what they're running into here.
I want my place to be a little bit busy. I know you can do Uber Eats now for pizza and stuff, so you don't have to have like the three delivery drivers from that pizza location, but I want my place to be a little bit busy and to take care of their pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I just, it's a problem that doesn't need to be solved is my point. Like, no one was sitting there.
Exactly. It's fast enough.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's apparently not like every day Super Bowl.
Apparently SoftBank thought it needed to be solved. Look, fucking robots can't make pizza. Italian men can make pizza. Guys with ponytails whose great grandmothers and great grandfathers got their names ridiculed when they showed up at Ellis Island. Those guys can make pizzas.
Right.
Right.
You want a little stink on your pizza, you know, from a real dirty son of a bitch that made it.
Right. What did you say your name was? You fucking Italian. All right.
You want a guy who's
now your name's this and go make us some pizzas.
Good for nothing except for they make great pizza, I got to say.
That's what I
like
want.
Weirdly overprotective of his sister and good at pizza.
That's right.
You're not looking at my sister, are you?
Yeah. A little creepy, quite frankly, how protective they are over their sister.
They are very protective over their sisters.
What do you want, to fuck your sister?
Yeah. Weirdo. I want my watches to fall off the back of a van, not my pizzas.
Hey, sis, who's calling you? Give me the phone, sis. Give me the phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
No one fucks you. No one fucks you, sis.
Now you call for me. Yeah.
Only I fuck you in my mind, sis.
Nobody fucks you, sis.
Thanks. Thanks, Tony.
Complex.
That's my vagina. No one goes in there.
Yeah.
Not without my permission.
You think you're going to fuck my sister?
Yeah, you gotta fuck me first, pal. Yeah. Mentally, you gotta mentally make it. We gotta be best friends for 6 months first.
Hey, I'm not talking about you fuck me one time. I'm gonna give you a punch card, bud. You're gonna make you work for it.
You gotta take me out on dates first.
Really pound me a couple times. then maybe.
It's a nice car you got. You want to take me around in it? You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the story. Apparently, there are several other companies like Zoom trying to have robots take over the pizza industry from whoever, Domino's and whoever. So there's a lot of Zooms that they're trying to keep the cheese on, though. And then, you know.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Great. What are they? I mean, how many trucks did they get? Was it like a big
lot?
Big too many. Out.
Yeah, Jesus. a lot that they're having to sell now for.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
could have just slowed it down a little bit, you know?
Right.
Yeah, just take your time.
That's exactly what happened with WeWork. That's the exact reason WeWork went under, man. They expanded too fast.
No, he's saying like even in the driving, like just like maybe go the speed limit. You know, you don't need to do Waze shortcuts. You know,
right?
Well, that's the whole fucking like gimmick, bro.
Maybe
got one wheel on. Off the road,
it's kept
the trucks in the air.
Yeah,
I'm zooming, boys. I'm zooming.
And then the robot smashes the box down and fucks it at you.
They got predictive software. They're parking outside of fat guys' houses.
Yeah, they're already there.
Yeah, like think about it. Like if one of these was like a Zoom was like an ice cream truck. You know, like they roll around and they just play Italian music. And all they're doing is slinging pizzas like an ice cream man. You'd have fat guys running out of their houses with dollar bills in their hand. No problem.
Yeah. You know? You're right. Yeah. You just picked the right neighborhoods. Just when the pizza comes out, that's the end of the issue. When the pizza came out of the oven in the truck, the robot was quickly throwing it in and cutting it. Like, let it sit for fucking a minute. Like, pull over.
Exactly. That's the problem. You got to let it sit.
The robot
under that heat lamp.
Let it sit. It just threw it in the box, and then all the cheese went over the side.
Like, here at Zoom, we run our robots at the highest possible RPM. like our robots are at max capacity in terms of their speed.
It was probably sliding off when they picked it up to put it in the box. It did it so fast.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly where they fucked up. Yeah. And then the first turn afterwards, and it's all gone. But they should have let it sit. And then put it in the box, but they crush the huge robot arm crushes it into a tiny cube, like the size of a salt cube, and just throws it. It's like very dense. Fuck. All right, that's crazy.
All right. By the way, Steven C's comment made me think I got fired from a pizza place one time because the manager, the owner of Pizza Magia in Kentucky, they found like some drug residue on the counter in the back, and I wasn't there, and everyone blamed it on me, and I took the fall. They fired me and blamed like all this meth on me. I was like, I didn't even do that shit.
You didn't want these other degenerates.
Well, I didn't want to fight it. I was like, all right, fine.
A light breeze giving Wes an out on a job. He's taking it.
Yeah. So, okay, that's fine.
True. That's very true.
Okay. All right, that's it.
I'll fess up to a crime.
Yeah, no problem.
Get out of here.
You twisted my arm here.
Yeah. Well, I was mad because I didn't do the drugs. Look, guys, with all this world, the talk of world ending, you know, AI, UFOs, fires, San Francisco, pit bulls, I thought it'd be a positive. I thought I'd bring a positive and uplifting story to end the day, right? And this is a great one. I think we all know that I'm a smoker, as you can see by my profile picture. There I am enjoying a cigarette, half pack with Wes.
What a profile pick!
Yeah, I mean it's pretty great.
Right? Lines cut off.
It's from Pat and I's motorcycle ride.
Photo credit,
in Florida. Yeah.
Are you smoking at a gas station?
Oh yeah, I think that's a Sheetz, isn't it, Pat?
Is it?
Look at the coloring. Yeah,
here in Florida, yeah,
it's a Route 66 or a Sheetz.
Yeah, I don't think it was a Sheetz. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Pat
anyway,
came back from that drive looking like a ghost, and I said, "What's wrong, Pat?" And Pat goes, "Wes likes to drive fast."
Yeah,
I do like to go fast. Anyway, you know, I'm a smoker, right? My morning routine is I let the dogs out, brew some coffee, pour myself a cup, take my Prozac, and then I step outside on my porch for the best cig of the day. The first cig of the day, right? Always the best. My girlfriend, bless her heart, she's trying to quit smoking right now. She's about 2 weeks in, and boy, does she hate me because I don't care that she's trying to quit smoking. I just, you know, I'm stepping outside, you know, I'm on the phone, you know, giving her like support, and she can hear me like taking drags off my cigarette. So. But she doesn't have to hate me because I've got some great news for all the smokers out there. Smoke them if you got them. because scientists have just announced a breakthrough pill that is lowering the risk of death from lung cancer by more than 50% in a long-going study. And they just released they just released these results at the American Society of Clinical Oncology, the annual meeting, which takes place in Chicago this week. But wait, I've got even better news, especially for our female listeners who are also smokers, which, my oh my, lady smokers who listen to us, that's just the perfect woman out there. But listen up.
Bad girl.
Lock her up, gentlemen. Lock these women up, gentlemen.
She's funny. She's cool.
She does things.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend just told me about one of her friends.
I have three margaritas, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Take her to the wool shed. So my girlfriend told me about a friend of hers. Wool shed.
Who are you wedding? Which one?
Are we respecting our female listeners that smoke
would love the wool shed. She's the kind of girl that would participate at the wool shed.
Oh, right. That's the place with the big breasts.
Oh, the bras. Yeah.
I thought you said the wood shed.
Back to the wood shed. I really beat it out of the
wool
her.
Shed. Wool shed.
Really take care of her. Make it hurt.
Yeah. The woodshed. My girlfriend told me about a friend of hers that just got her boobs taken off. What are they? A mastectomy? Is that what they're called? Where you get your breasts removed because her breast cancer runs deep in her family. And she was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not even going to risk it preemptively. My boobs are healthy now. I'm young, but I'm going to get these bastards off because I have a really high chance of getting breast cancer. But what if I told you that you don't have to lop off your boobs anymore? Because at the same meeting, another drug was introduced, which significantly increased survival rates and prevented recurring cancer in a separate study of patients with breast cancer. So two huge cancer breakthroughs meeting. Yeah. So we can smoke and more titties in the world.
Lactation fetish can continue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Shangri-La. So this article from Melissa Rudy by Fox News, she said, quote, the lung cancer drug is called osimertinib, and it's a once daily pill. And Dr. Mark Siegel, Jewish doctor, which is how I like my doctors, I like them Jewish, from NYU Medical School, says this drug targets an abnormal protein on the surface of some cancers, in this case lung, and targets it for destruction. So it's like a seek and destroy, kind of like a white blood cell, I think, does diseases. This kind of creates a white blood cell for cancer and the specific kind of like protein in lung cancer, and it destroys it. So it's called targeted therapies, and they're the new big thing in cancer treatment. They've been a major advance, according to Dr. Siegel. It's like, it's game changing. There's more than like 240,000 cases yearly. So this study was conducted on patients with non-small cell lung cancer, and they analyzed patients who already had surgery to remove cancer, and the disease showed, quote, prolonged disease-free survival and reduced spread of tumors compared to the placebo group. Mortality rate was 51% lower for those who took the drug. And the way that a lot of times cancer kills you metastasis.
Archipelago.
It spreads elsewhere. So you can have, you know, you can have a lung cancer, but then it spreads to your brain. That's how it really kills you. Right.
There was a news story today, Shannon Doherty, right, of 90210, for me, Playboy fame, her breast cancer spread to her brain, sadly.
Right. Oh. Exactly. Yeah.
Metastasized. Very terrible news.
Metastasized, yes. Breast cancer, on the same, you know, meeting that they had, this trial was led by Dr. Roy Herbst of Yale Cancer. And he said this new drug that they're using to treat breast cancer, it's called ribociclib. And basically, he said that when we treat the cancer early, we prevent it from spreading to the brain, to the liver, to the bones. In this trial, we took advantage of the efficacy of this drug and used it earlier, and it resulted in a phenomenal impact on survival. Basically, it's like these two new drugs are game changers. Now, the breast cancer one was already in use in the UK, but they found that they are going to use it in addition to chemotherapy and radiation and it was 20. It reduced cancer recurrence by 25% when they combined it with these other treatments. So game changing shit. I just quoted the article because I don't know all the stuff, but sounds really awesome.
Just read what the science says.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So it's going to help people live longer. It's going to stop cancer from spreading and, you know, hopefully, you know, stop it from coming back in a lot of patients, these new drugs, these targeted
therapies. Yeah, you said reoccurrence, you said reoccurrence, right? Or
reoccurrence. Yeah. Reoccurrence.
Yeah. That's huge, man. I mean, cause it's tough. Yeah. The nature, human nature is people are like, it's never going to happen to me. And then when it happens to you, then you wise up. Right. Mm. That's really probably where it's most effective. The reoccurrence. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Just great news, Wes.
It's great news.
No, I'm
not. He's not. No one's making fun of
No, I thought that was making a joke about reoccurrence.
He's saying that it's going to be very helpful because people that usually get cancer, like, you know, are trying now to change their habits. So,
I have some cancer jokes here. Do you guys mind if I just?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
No, man, I don't fucking have cancer jokes, bro.
A rabbi walks into a bar and he has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
A Jew, a non-small cancer cell, walk into a bar.
Hussein Arab. That's like Levi Jew.
Okay.
Anyway. That's
coming up here on the end of the
Tony
show.
Tony Risotto. That's like Anthony.
Let's bring up the wheel. Pat, you're on high five, right?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
I think you are. I'm almost positive you are.
I think you are too.
Real quick, I just want to get this internet comment up from Jared Lindsay, and I think we've seen this before from him.
He put it in the Discord, which this is great.
This is the saddest thing that happened of all time, in my opinion.
So stay it, Pat.
Jared Lindsay says, I quit smoking 3 months ago, and my wife didn't notice till a month later after I had to tell her. Like, he commented in the Discord, he's like, 3 weeks in, she hasn't said anything.
He's like, does she hate me?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for bringing that up.
That's great. Yeah, my girlfriend's been getting kind of mean with me. She's like, now that she's not smoking, she like was like commenting on how like stinky I am, and like, you know, my breath smells and all. I'm like, you don't have to be fucking mean about it. Yeah,
you're on a pitch count, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, time I am. Is coming. I know.
Well, Kate lays it on me with the boy. It's a smoky daddy, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, she's good. I'm glad she's doing it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's good. My wife got me to quit. It took that. So, you know, listen to your ladies. Quit.
That's right.
Just like Thomas is clearly doing. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I said, stop smoking, guys.
Dinner reservations, huh? Mark. Is there room for the deep end to come?
Yeah.
I can't drown, you idiot. I'm undrownable. Get on my shoulders.
She's like it's like the animals crossing the lake.
Lifeguard of the year, 1975.
Everyone got on my shoulders.
But that's the show for today. One more to go. Again, Monday we will have a Patreon show for you. We're gonna remind you again tomorrow, but you know, just keep that in mind. But still, please tune in, please enjoy, because it's a good you know, little taste of the Patreon, which you should join at patreon.com/hardfactor. And that's the show. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. Have a great day.